still go on an urban safari, we might see some illegal migrants. Oi, look, there's a chap, that means council has done violent. He's got a hoodie on, give him a hug. A second thoughts, don't, you don't want to get mugged. Oh, too late.
All the lyrics in that song is me regurgitating stuff that's been written about in newspapers or spoken about in the news, you know. The class war is perpetuated in the media and we all kind of fall into the trap of it.
You've mentioned before you hate the use of the word chavs. Expand on that.
I think, like, personally, like, if you come into direct contact with people, you're allowed to have an opinion. And I think we all label each other, we all use words like that. That's cool. As human beings, fine. We can justify it personally. That I think to do it in the media and it to be so publicly accepted, I think is incorrect. If we're not allowed to be sexist publicly or racist, you know, then we shouldn't be allowed to be classist. That's all I'm saying, you know?
It's when it's done about a whole group of people in the abstract.
We're talking about not an individual, but a class of people. And I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying, to be able to do it that publicly is wrong.
You have a lot to say about Middle England, about Middle Britain, about posh boys. Are you a bit guilty of lobbying the same stuff back at sort of stereotyping, categorising the whole class of, you know, middle-class people?
I think the scales are way down on one side on this particular argument, you know. I think that the underclass gets a lot more stuff thrown at them. And I'm just saying, like, when it's thrown back, it's not nice. And I'm not attacking middle-class people. How can I attack those people? I myself am now a rich boy. For me, it's like people have to understand when someone's being an artist and when they're, you know, got a real grudge. You know, I don't have a real grudge. And if something's going on, if I see an injustice, I'm going to point it out. That's all I've done. I've just pointed something out. I'm not attacking anyone.
I suppose the middle class world, I can put it so crudely, divides into those who are basically hug a hoodie, compassion, soft approach is the right one, and flog them and hang them and lock them up. Do you see validity in both those? Do sometimes we need to be pretty disciplinarian of people whose lives have become very wayward?
I mean, I'm working in a school right now and it doesn't work. The discipline doesn't work with the kids. They're used to being excluded. They test you because they want you to kick them out of class. They've been told that they're no good their whole life. And then as soon as the teacher comes along and tries to tell them otherwise, they feel really uncomfortable with it. They think you're lying. So where you're trying to put encouragement and love into them and be nice to them, they actually reject it.
Let's suppose I've come to this country from some very poor place, I've worked my guts off, I've set up a little shop, feel I've done very well, and then some geezer from, you know, nearby comes and smashes the shop up and sets light to it, which is what really sort of happened in the riots, isn't it?
And
it just makes people mad and makes them very cross, and how we get locked into this kind of ridiculous dialogue of the deaf, of shouting at each other.
I know, obviously when it affects other people, yeah, it does upset them. And they suddenly then want to address the issue that's been here for longer than 30 years. But when it's not affecting them, they don't care about these children's lives. They do not care that these kids are getting abused mentally, physically. No one's doing nothing. The stuff I've heard being in this school is heartbreaking. I've got kids self-harming themselves, scared to go to school because a friend of theirs died the week earlier, who was in a gang who got attacked for his phone. You know, what I found by working with them in music, I'm kind of doing a kind of music therapy with them. They all engage, they all respond, they all love music, they all want to do it. And then suddenly they get a call. They get a call from, you know, someone in their personal life, and then their whole vibe changes and the motivation just goes. If their personal life isn't going well, it just destroys all their confidence and their motivation to do anything. And these kids are having to deal with stuff that most adults do not have to deal with. And they're having to deal with it at the age of 13, 14. The reward you get, the sense of purpose you feel by working with these young people and knowing that one conversation or one thing you say can change their whole outlook on life, it means more than any award you're ever going to win in the music industry.